You're tuned to 88.5 KCSN. I'm Kat. It's Americana Matinee. And please help us welcome our guests, Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin.
On my way just around the world. When I get back, I'm gonna have diamonds and pearls all by myself.
Oh, by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
Oh, by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself.
Locked up in jail and with no hanging crime. But now I'm on the farm, boys, and I'm doing time all by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself. Uncle Sam soldiers, I can take care of them all by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself.
All by myself.
I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself. Son, what you been?
And I'm by myself.
All by myself.
Yeah, by myself.
All by myself. I don't need no one to help me. I can do it all by myself.
Welcome, you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And This new record is called Common Ground. Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin play and sing the songs of Big Bill Brunzy. Now, I know you guys have a very deep past with the blues. Blues aficionados from way back when you hung out on Central Avenue. So you know a lot of these blues guys. Why did you choose to do a record on Big Bill Brunzy's music?
Well, he had a 30-year-long career. From the late 1920s into the late 1950s, and in the course of those 30 years, he sang and wrote songs and played guitar in a variety of blues styles. He didn't just do one thing. And so that gave us a lot of songs to choose from. He wrote close to like 350-some songs. And not only were there a lot of songs to choose from, you could take those songs and play around with them, To do a Big Bill song, you didn't exactly have to sound like Big Bill Brunzy, which we kind of, some songs we kind of did, and other songs we kind of didn't have to,
Well, there is some variation, there is some variation in the styles that you guys play on this record, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, there's a quite a variation of styles from pretty much straightforward Big Bill to kind of electrified super Chicago which he was, of course, influential in developing. So it cuts a pretty wide swath.
Shows what we're capable of doing.
Not that we didn't figure that out long ago in the 80s with the blasters, but...
Well, we're still figuring it out, so...
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the beginning of your musical journey in terms of, like, people like me, the people that know your stuff, it's not as far cry from the blasters as one would imagine, but what do you think about going all the way from there to here?
It sounds like the blasters to me. Yeah, I don't see any difference. There's a couple songs on there that, yeah, could be the blasters, and it's just the Alvin Brothers. Whatever we do is going to sound remarkably like the Alvin Brothers.
Yes, it's going to sound like the Alvin Brothers. And, I think Truck and Little Woman. And
well, that's a blaster. Yeah.
That's a blaster song, yeah. For sure.
Certainly a blaster song. And, any time that you have David's fluid guitar playing and my singing together, it's going to sound like the Blasters. And, the Blasters always tried to do some sort of country blues kind of songs on our records.
This is just more of the same.
Well, my husband, Alan, you're friends with, and knows your music far better than I do, but when we talked about it when this record came out, he was just... It was to him, there was a level of maturity that had been reached between the two of you and the way you played together and the sound and the mellowness of the sound. Not mellow in terms of you've ever been mellow, but the maturity of the music seemed to strike him, and just how much more ripened you are as players and everything. Just that's just
ripened. I think that's a nice way.
Nice
way of saying
ripened
old
is a good way to put it for me.
You guys sound pretty old on that.
No,
I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Please.
No, we're the same guys. We're different guys. So we didn't have any fights making the record. There weren't any disagreements. There was no problems.
Congratulations.
Well, one of the things is these Big Bill songs, sort of play themselves, Phil has been singing some of these songs since he was 12 years old, so he knew them. It wasn't like I'd just written a bunch of songs. It was like, learn this real quick. It's just totally natural.
We're visiting with Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin here in the studios of 88.5 KCSN. It's Americana Matinee. Do you guys have another song?
Sure. You want to do Big Bill's Blues? We rarely do that.
We'll see if I can remember the words.
You can do it.
Sure. Big Bill's Blues. I got a letter this morning, made me sad and blue. My woman quit me, now tell me, what am I gonna do? That's why I'm so lonesome. Yeah, but that's all right. Baby, I will be up someday. Now when my baby left me, she left me broken down. She said goodbye, Big Phil, I will see you in another town. That's why I'm so lonesome. Way these blues keep dogging me. Yeah, but that's all right. Baby, I will be up someday. Now I got to walk by myself, sleep by myself. On account of what I'm loving keeps on loving someone else. That's why I'm so lonesome. The way these blues keep dogging me. Yeah, but that's all right. Baby, I will be up someday. Thank you.
what she said. I've been home now, sleeping in a great big bed. That's why I'm so lonesome, the way these blues keep dogging me. Yeah, but that's all right. Baby, I will be up someday. I got a letter this morning, made me sad and blue. I lost my baby, now tell me what am I gonna do? That's why I'm so lonesome, the way these blues keep dogging me. Yeah, but that's all right. Baby, I will be up someday.
Thank you. So, opportunities to see you live. There's one big opportunity that's coming up in September that tickets are not going to last for, obviously. You've got X on the bill, Los Lobos, you guys, the Knitters, obviously, since you're going to be there anyway. Wanda Jackson, Junior Brown, Make the Music Go Bang. Tell me about the kinship of all of these bands that are going to be playing on this bill.
Well, some are closer than others, but, we're all old friends, 30-some years with most of the people, you know, with Lobos and X and everything. So, yeah, it's kind of like about a year ago when Phil had some medical issues over in Europe, and we needed help to pay off his medical bills. I threw together a benefit with pretty much the same lineup. It was X and Lobos, the Blasters, the original Blasters, the Knitters, you know, Dave Gleason was there, and what was it, the California Feet Warmers,
and the Americans.
The Americans, and we did it at the Observatory, and it was a great night. We paid off Phil's medical bills and dental bills and everything, so it's kind of like a continuation of that, because that was such a great night of for lack of a better word, community. Here we are on community radio, so we can use the word community. So, yeah, it'll be pretty fun. You know, the way that our lives are, you rarely get to see your old friends. You know, everybody's on tour and everybody's, you know, a lot of people have moved away and scattered. So shows like this are nice because, you know, you can say hi to your pals.
And amazing music to be made as well. And it's going to be like starting at noon and going, I'm sure, all the way into the wee hours.
I hope to God I'm not on at noon.
No, I don't think you will.
On at noon today.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Dave Alvin and Phil Alvin here in 88.5 KCSN. The show we're talking about is Make the Music Go Bang. It's going to be Saturday, September the 20th, and it's going to be at the Observatory Grounds in Santa Ana, Orange County, and you can learn more about tickets at theobservatoryoc.com. Do you have another song for us?
Well, we'll do another Big Bill thing here. Let's do the, seeing how it's Sunday morning, bright and early at 9:30.
Saturday morning. Oh, it's Sunday morning.
Play along, Phil. seeing how it's Sunday morning.
9:30.
Seeing how it's Sunday morning coming down here.
Not that I know what day it is.
You're so fun, you guys.
Well, seeing how it's bright and early on a Sunday morning coming down, as they say, here's a Big Bill instrumental called Saturday Night Rub. This will maybe tell you why you got a hangover. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. Here's Big Bill's most famous song, thing called Key to the Highway.
Highway, filled out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking's most too slow. I'm going back to the border, girl, where I'm better known. 'Cause you've never done nothing but drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peeps over the mountain, yes, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this highway till the break of day.
Come here, sweet mama, and help me with this heavy load. 'Cause I'm due in West Texas and I got to get on the road. I'm going down to West Texas, I'm going way behind the sun. I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done? So give me one more kiss, mama, yeah, before I go. 'Cause when I leave this town, you know I won't be back no more.
Highway, filled out and bound to go. I gotta leave here running, 'cause walk is most too slow.
That's what I'm talking about. That's you guys. Yay.
You got it.
Thank you so much. We're going to leave the audience with one tune that you pick out from the record. What do you want them to hear?
Truckin' Little Woman?
Yeah. You were talking about what sound like the Blasters. Well, this sounds like the Blasters.
Truckin' Little Woman. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Kat.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for coming back to the new place.
To the new place, yeah. Quite a bit different.
And here it is, Truckin' Little Woman on KCSN.